Thursday's landmark ruling had legal scholars, historians, and news junkies alike glued to their screens. At UK, professors took time to weigh in on the highly anticipated decision. Though most attention has been focused on the individual mandate, Professor Nicole Huberfeld with the College of Law says the Medicaid expansion provision, which was upheld minus penalties for states that choose to opt out, shouldn't be ignored.
People who up until now were not eligible for Medicaid now can get into the Medicaid program, and that means couples without children, single men, people who are not disabled, people who are not elderly.
And that could mean more, Huberfeld says, in states like Kentucky where low-income families make up a larger portion of the population. The individual mandate, however, is most likely to affect a very specific demographic.
People in their 20s and early 30s for whom health insurance, the way the markets have been working, is not a particularly good buy.
That's UK economics professor Glenn Bloomquist. He says while it's clear the law will guarantee coverage for some groups, such as those with pre-existing conditions, some cost-saving measures could prove problematic if boards are asked to set Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement rates.
If studies show that something doesn't work, but people think they want it anyway, are they really going to be not denied those things? And a good example of that is the mammograms for younger women.
But should those concerns find their way into the court system, Huberfeld says their focus will be limited by Thursday's ruling.
We may see other challenges to other aspects of the Affordable Care Act, but these aspects of the Affordable Care Act are settled law now.
Josh James, WUKY News.